Welcome to the Blake Goodman PC Attorneys Podcast. We provide a knowledgeable guide on bankruptcy law in the state of Hawaii so you can stay informed and get the fresh financial start you need. With over 80 years of combined experience in bankruptcy law, at Blake Goodman PC, we're ready to listen and help you get back on your feet. This podcast series is reviewed and approved by founding attorney Blake Goodman.
In this episode, we tackle the important subject of how bankruptcy impacts future home loans, exploring the differences between Chapter 7 and Chapter 13. With input from our experienced bankruptcy attorneys in Hawaii, you'll acquire the vital information necessary to rebuild your credit effectively and ensure your financial stability going forward. The impact of bankruptcy on future mortgage applications largely depends on the specific type of bankruptcy, either Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. Each carrying different implications for one's ability to secure a mortgage in the future. This crucial distinction underscores the need for clear understanding and strategic planning for those looking to regain financial stability and pursue homeownership. In addressing these concerns, the expertise of Hawaii bankruptcy attorneys becomes essential. Their knowledge of how different bankruptcy filings interact with mortgage approval processes can offer invaluable guidance, helping individuals navigate the complexities of rebuilding credit and meeting lenders' requirements for a post-bankruptcy mortgage. First, let's begin by understanding the essential considerations and steps of securing a mortgage post-bankruptcy. A bankruptcy lowers your credit score, but you can still qualify for a mortgage if you can provide lenders with assurance you'll repay. Some things to consider include the following. Bankruptcy status. Major lenders and mortgage investors require that the bankruptcy be either discharged or dismissed before application. Many loan types also require a waiting period before you can apply. Credit score. Bankruptcy usually means a big drop in your credit score and a big negative point on your credit report. With bad credit, you'll struggle to qualify for any new loans. Time. Your candidacy will depend on how long it takes to build up your credit score. There's no set time, but it's a good idea to wait until your credit rating is back to a reasonable score. Type of bankruptcy. Your mortgage candidacy will depend on what type of bankruptcy you've filed. And lastly, we'll have to take a look at how your lender handles bankruptcy and mortgages. Now, let's examine the path to mortgage approval post-bankruptcy and some strategies for financial recovery. In Hawaii, securing a mortgage post-bankruptcy is feasible, provided you navigate through a mandatory waiting period and meet other essential eligibility criteria. The journey towards mortgage approval becomes smoother as time passes since your bankruptcy discharge, especially when accompanied by significant improvements in your credit history. To enhance your chances of recovery and mortgage approval after bankruptcy, consider adopting the following strategies. Preserve all documents related to your bankruptcy proceedings. Initiate a savings plan to strengthen your financial reserves. Develop and adhere to a structured budget to manage your finances effectively. Work towards re-establishing a positive credit history. Consistently monitor your credit reports to track improvements and rectify any inaccuracies. Ensure stability in your employment and living situation, as these factors contribute to your financial reliability. Establish an emergency fund to safeguard against unforeseen financial setbacks. Lastly, set clear and achievable financial objectives to guide your recovery journey and future financial planning. Next, let's delve into Chapter 7 bankruptcy and its implications for your mortgage and property. When it comes to mortgages and how Chapter 7 bankruptcy affects them, engaging the services of a bankruptcy attorney in Hawaii can be an invaluable resource. Once you file for Chapter 7 bankruptcy, an automatic stay goes into effect, which temporarily halts collections actions, including foreclosure proceedings. Mortgages are considered secured debts, so you are typically able to keep your mortgage if you continue making mortgage payments and it falls under exemptions. If you have property that cannot be protected by exemptions, the bankruptcy trustee may sell the property to repay creditors, including the mortgage lender. In Chapter 7 bankruptcy, you may no longer be legally obligated to repay the loan. However, if the mortgage company still has a lien on your property, they have the right to repossess. It is in your best interest, if possible, to continue paying your mortgage payments. Now, let's discuss how you can optimize your Chapter 7 exemptions to safeguard your home in Hawaii. Hawaii law has specific bankruptcy exemptions that allow individuals to protect certain assets from liquidation, including a homestead exemption for your primary residence. The homestead exemption allows you to protect a certain amount of equity in your home. In some cases, if you file for bankruptcy as a joint married couple, you can get double the amount of exemptions. The good news is that if your home equity is within the allowable exemption limit, you may be able to keep your home even in Chapter 7 bankruptcy. It's important to consult with a Hawaii bankruptcy attorney to understand the specific exemptions available to you and the best way to go about your bankruptcy. Lastly, let's explore Chapter 13 bankruptcy and how you can safeguard and manage your mortgage effectively. Similar to Chapter 7 bankruptcy, Chapter 13 bankruptcy triggers an automatic stay, temporarily halting foreclosure on your home. One of the primary benefits of Chapter 13 is that it allows debtors to catch up on past due mortgage payments throughout the 3 to 5 years repayment plan. This is especially helpful if you are facing foreclosure. In some cases, Chapter 13 bankruptcy may provide the opportunity to eliminate unsecured second mortgages or home equity lines of credit. The Hawaii Bankruptcy Court may also have the authority to modify the interest rates on secured debts, like mortgages, under the repayment plan, making mortgages more affordable to the debtor. Successful completion of the Chapter 13 repayment plan results in the discharge of remaining eligible debts, including unsecured debts. Mortgage debt is not discharged, however, but the debtor emerges from bankruptcy with a current and manageable mortgage status. Keep in mind that rebuilding credit and meeting lenders' requirements for a mortgage after bankruptcy can be extremely challenging, making reliable support essential. That's why we urge you to partner with our reputable Hawaii bankruptcy attorneys for the assurance and guidance you require. At Blake Goodman PC, our seasoned Hawaii bankruptcy attorneys specialize in demystifying the complexities of bankruptcy law, offering personalized, expert guidance tailored to your circumstances. Our commitment is to provide you with a clear path through the financial turmoil, ensuring a strategy that aligns with your specific needs and goals. Embrace the expertise, support, and compassionate approach of our dedicated team. Contact us today for a complimentary consultation and take the first step towards regaining control of your financial future with confidence. Call Blake Goodman PC at 808-556-7833 or visit us online at debtfreehawaii.com.
Thank you for listening to the Blake Goodman PC Attorneys Podcast. Going through bankruptcy can be a difficult and complex situation, but it doesn't have to be if you have us on your side. Your path to financial freedom starts here. Get in touch with the experienced bankruptcy lawyers at Blake Goodman PC Attorney today to explore your options.